Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about the virus and how it's affecting businesses across the world and how it's affecting high-ticket dropshipping businesses, and also some ideas for niches that are, you know, essential businesses, things that are going to thrive even in economic downturns and stuff like that, and pandemics. And also talk about some things you can do to kind of prep your store for, you know, making sure that you're still going to thrive throughout this. So, all right, guys, let's get into it. So what's happening right now with the world is we're kind of entering a crazy time where a lot of cities are getting locked down to avoid this pandemic spreading further. And so because of that, a lot of businesses have to close down. And you might be afraid that manufacturers and warehouses are going to close down too, but for the most part, actually, manufacturers and warehouses are staying open for business. UPS is also staying open for business. They're still picking up packages. Freight companies are still picking up packages, and they're still delivering them. All right, a lot of the businesses that are shutting down are nightclubs and bars and restaurants changing to takeout only, and other public venues and concerts and things like that. Places where a lot of people gather. Okay, but luckily the high-ticket dropshipping industries, generally speaking, are not as badly impacted because, number one, high-ticket dropshipping is usually done with big products stored in warehouses all across the states. And these warehouses are, they're really designed so that they don't require a ton of people to manage them. Okay. A lot of warehouses have automation systems in place and robots to do stuff. Even the older ones, people are using machinery to move things around with a lot. So they don't really require a large workforce to manage them. And, you know, Amazon is definitely a rare case study where they actually do require a lot of people, and they're actually hiring a lot of people right now. But generally speaking, regular warehouses don't require the biggest workforce. And so people can still go there. They got to wear all the protective equipment. And, you know, stay safe, stay within distance of each other and whatnot. But they're staying open. I've gotten a lot of emails from suppliers saying that even through the lockdowns and stuff like that, people are still going to stay open for business. Because, you know, manufacturing and distribution is an essential business. People need to get products. And people need to be able to get things delivered. So UPS is staying open and stuff like that. So high-ticket dropshipping is not getting as badly affected as other things that, you know, let's say dropshipping directly from China is pretty badly affected still, because there's a lot of manufacturers that actually had to completely close down in China. And while I do believe that China actually took a way better stance on dealing with this virus than the states are, it's still nice that the factories aren't shutting down in the states, the manufacturers and the actual distributors. So this model is definitely still working, and people are still buying products online, especially expensive products. They're still getting sales for thousands of dollars worth of products every single day. And the beauty of it is that people are at home and they're buying stuff online, and they know that UPS still delivers, FedEx still delivers, and so they're just buying stuff, you know. And the interesting thing is that there's certain niches that people are going to be buying a lot more of now that they're in kind of a fear and panic mode. And if you think about niches that have to do with survivalism and let's say like off-grid living, you know, RV supplies, you know, things that are like survival kits and things like that. What else? Solar energy, solar power, things people are probably going to want to stock up on and start getting, because they know that eventually, who knows, this could get really bad and they might have to live off the grid, you know, and that kind of stuff can definitely thrive in a time like this. Another thing that can thrive a lot is anything regarding safety and security, okay, gun safes and, you know, anything related to and around firearms. Okay, cause, you know, the United States has the right to bear arms in the Constitution, so people are going to bear arms, and they're going to require the things that go along with that to keep them safe. And so those niches are definitely doing well. And other niches that, you know, have the potential to do well are based around hospital equipment. And especially like older people that need to stay home and still have, you know, the necessary equipment to live. So, you know, if you look at any particular niche related to really old people, medical equipment, hospital beds, you know, mobility devices, wheelchairs, scooters, things like that, things that old people need. And those are definitely going to thrive in a time like this. Okay. Now, hospital equipment is an interesting one. You know, we're talking about hospitals needing to buy a ton of ventilators. Ventilators are a high-ticket product for sure. And so if you can figure out a way to get yourself into the supply chain and somehow get those ventilators coming out of whatever manufacturer and into those hospitals that need them, you could probably work your way into some really large purchase orders. So look into that kind of stuff, guys. Hospital equipment is probably thriving like crazy right now. It's probably hard to find stock, but hey, if you can put yourself in the middle of that, great. The obvious ones right now that aren't really high ticket but can be sold in bulk and also in high volume is face masks of all different types, and you know, hand sanitizer, and goggles and things like that, safety equipment that hospitals need and regular people are buying up too. Okay, so definitely look into niches like that. Anything that's really going to be demanded highly right now, you can use Google Trends, google.com/trends, to look these things up to kind of get an idea of these keywords and what they're trending like. And then you can use Google Shopping just to find stores that are already selling them, get an idea. And, you know, it's pretty easy to get suppliers. You just set up a quick store, get suppliers, call them, email them, and try to get accounts with them and see if they have stock and inventory, and start advertising with Google Shopping. And get up there and start making some sales. Make sure it's profitable and you're good to go. Some things you can do if you already have a business to secure it for the long run is really start looking into the places people are really trying to find stuff right now. You know, forums, and create blog posts on your website that are identifying the need right now, you know, and look at those keywords that are being searched online around the virus topic and start trying to rank for those keywords in your niche. And just kind of scaling every single thing you have going right now. You know, if you're going to think about anything, think about content right now. Content is one of the best ways to scale. And creating blog posts, creating really good product descriptions, creating YouTube videos, it's always the best way. But in a time like this, people are going to trust stores with content more than those without. Okay, another great way to scale in a time like this is to make sure that your suppliers have enough inventory. Okay, don't try to sell products that are on back order. Use an app like StockSync to sync your supplier's inventory and only run ads on products that are in stock. Okay, don't waste your ad spend on products that are out of stock, that might not ship, that might get canceled. That doesn't really make sense. If someone buys one organically, no big deal. But if you're spending money to advertise products that are out of stock, it really doesn't make any sense. So setting up an app like StockSync, making sure that products are set to zero if they're out of stock, and then, you know, turning on the function within your Google Shopping Feed app so that your feed gets updated when a product hits zero, you're only going to be advertising when products are in stock. And that's way more efficient advertising, and your costs will go down, and your ROAS, return on ad spend, will go way up. Okay. And speaking of ads, definitely run shopping ads, run search ads on those best sellers, on the high margin products right now. Okay, run retargeting ads, Facebook and Google, and just make a ton of content, guys, and send emails every single day. And make those blog posts, because people are going to read that stuff and watch those videos. And you definitely want to, if you have time, you're sitting around all day and you just want to scale your store, start a new one, that kind of thing, hire a virtual assistant, guys. Manila is on lockdown right now. All the VAs are sitting in their home looking for work. No better time than now to do it. Just go to online jobs, okay? If you want to use my referral link, it's ecommerceparadise.com/online jobs. $69 to sign up for a month, and you can make a job posting that you need a virtual assistant for customer service and store management. Okay, tons of emails you'll probably get within the first day. All you have to do is run an interview with at least a few of them, see which one you like the most, and then get them set up with your business and start working with them every single day to get them teach them how to run your business and manage your store for you, so that you can go and start more stores, or you can just work on scaling the one you have. Because you're sitting around all day and you have a lot of time to work on stuff, you might as well start outsourcing and scaling. Okay, if stuff is scalable, you just have to outsource it. And you can find really, really, really good VAs right now. Okay, And, you know, you only have to pay them like $3 an hour. Sometimes people start lower, like $2 an hour. I always start at $3. But it's up to you. And so, you know, with that said, there's lots of opportunity right now, even though a lot of businesses are going underground and failing. But don't look at the stuff that's doing bad. You know, look at your business and know that it can still work. You just have to know what to do and focus on that and grow that, okay? One of the best things you can do is always be checking your ad account every single day. You know, and train a VA to do this for you, but check your ad account for your search terms. See what search terms Google Shopping is showing for your ads and make sure they're correct search terms. And when you see a lot of them coming through and if there's not that many sales, then you want to be optimizing your product offers and your descriptions and your upsells and stuff like that. Okay. And when you start seeing a lot of sales on a particular product, you know, expand the ads on that particular product, get more traffic from different sources, that kind of thing. All right, guys, well, hope this was helpful and some good ideas about how to thrive in the time of the virus and a pandemic. If you have any questions about e-commerce, high-ticket dropshipping, you want to learn more, go to ecommerceparadise.com. Got a ton of free guides on there. I got a niches list that's free, supplier directory that's free. I also offer a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, a ton of different services, including a turnkey done-for-you service, and a bunch of starter stores as well, so you can kind of skip past all the hard work of building a store up. Even if you want to build a second store, purchase a starter store, purchase two or three of them, and get 50% off at the store under the frequently bought together button and offer on the product pages, okay? And yeah, there's also a forum on there you can take advantage of and post questions, and I'll answer them anytime. And if you guys want to speak with me directly, you can always email me directly at trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I'm happy to help you. Doing this stuff myself on a daily basis, and I can definitely offer you tons of advice wherever you need it. Okay, hope you're doing well. Take care and stay safe. Talk to you in the next episode.